Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you. I just want to give you a heads up at the very beginning. For those of you who are aware of some of the things I post on social media, one of my ongoing challenges is insomnia. I've been awake since 2 a.m. So if you happen to hear snoring at some point on the air, you'll know what happened. Hopefully that is not going to happen. Let's talk about yesterday evening. It was supposed to be a debate yesterday evening. You remember that was called off because I would certainly take the position that the debate commission really prematurely decided to pull the plug on this debate over this stupid coronavirus thing because they were concerned about, the safety of people, allegedly. And now, you know, the president has tested negative several times. So they could have gone ahead with this thing as planned. But nonetheless, we end up with dueling so-called town hall meetings. One was more like a town hall meeting. The other was more like an interrogation. That's not just my analysis. There are others who, I mean, I think any objective person looking at this would understand this was really not what it was cracked up to be. You have one network which is grilling the president, and then the other network which is throwing these softball questions. And really, one of the most important issues of the last 24, 48 hours doesn't touch it at all. Are you surprised? Of course, there's no surprise here. The media bias is certainly evident here. And this against the backdrop of the fact we've already got 20 million people who've already voted. Over 21 million people so far. So the election, for a lot of these people, the results are already baked in. You can't take back your vote. Of course, along the way, I want to get your perspective on what you watched yesterday evening. Of course, to be able to watch both of them, you'd have to watch one live and the other recorded, unless you were switching back and forth between the two. Some of the most insightful comments that I've heard thus far came from Joe Concha. He is the media reporter for The Hill. He had a conversation with Ainsley Earhart of the Fox News Channel and really characterized this well. I'm going to play first a brief clip from yesterday's town hall meetings. Here's kind of a compilation of really some of the most important moments during this so-called town hall discussion. Listen up.
Do you accept the results of the election?
And the answer is yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election.
About that question of expanding the court, are you still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't.
You've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
Besides, you ain't black. What do you have to say to young black voters?
As my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity to right to vote.
Say, do you hear what you needed to hear?
I think so.
I mean, I was amused just listening to those, asking the president if he's going to accept the outcome of the election. The Biden question about packing the court, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Because it's becoming quite evident. I mean, all you have to do is take a few hints in what is not communicated to know. Joe Biden is not going to be able to resist the temptation the power trip that will come from moving the court to the left by packing it. This ongoing question about white supremacy, we've talked about this repeatedly on this, in this, on this program. The president has been very clear. He's over and over again renounced white supremacy. Unfortunately, there are times, there have been gaffes, there have been times where he has not been clear. But he still, multiple times, renounced white supremacy. This question still keeps coming up because there is an implied suggestion of something wrong just by raising the question. I was amused by that clip, by the way, where this guy said, other than you ain't black, what do you have to say to black people like myself? That guy did not seem satisfied to me with that answer. I guess so. I don't think he was convinced of anything. It was pretty lame. Pretty darn lame. So first, Joe Concha speaking on the town hall meetings on two different networks. The first thing he did in this conversation with Ainsley Earhart and Fox News is lays out the contrast between these two conversations. Listen up.
Oh, yeah. Took a lot of notes. You know me. And last night, look, you had on one station, ABC, Joe Biden. You have George Stephanopoulos as the moderator. Stephanopoulos, of course, a one-time senior advisor to President Clinton. And the word that I kept going back to was amiable. Then on NBC, you have President Trump on there, moderated by Savannah Guthrie, whose husband was a former chief of staff to Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign. We can't seem to find anybody to do these things that don't have some sort of connection to the Democratic Party. But regardless, I came up with antagonistic as my word that kept coming up over and over, because you had a debate moderator, in this case a town hall moderator, who served as a sparring partner in making the show about herself. And let me share some numbers with you. I went through the transcript, Ainsley. 43 questions by Savannah Guthrie to President Trump. That doesn't even include all the statements that she made during it as well. You know how many questions the audience got to ask? You know, the whole reason we were having this event, a town hall? 10. 43 for Guthrie, 10 for the audience. Also, for the first 24 minutes of a one-hour event, Savannah Guthrie was the only one asking the questions until an audience member was finally allowed to do so. So look, Savannah Guthrie was there not to inform voters in this case, but instead to pacify NBC employees who were mad that the town hall was even being held in the first place, and Hollywood celebrities, 100 of them, who even wrote a letter saying that this event cannot go on, Ainsley. So it was a farce, as we probably expected, because this is the movie we've seen over and over again during these town hall debates.
It's a farce. That's exactly what this is. A farce. Amiable versus antagonistic. And I'm sure you're not surprised by the incestuous nature of the news media as it relates to working in campaigns. It's really sickening. I mean, to the life of me, I still do not get George Stephanopoulos. I mean, I do get it. I understand the way the mainstream news media works. How could somebody who worked in the gutter of the Clinton campaign, how could someone in that position be counted on to be an honest broker in this kind of situation? You just can't. This guy is a partisan hack. I don't know about you, on a personal side, whenever I see George Stephanopoulos, you know what word comes to mind for me? Weasel. He's just a weasel. And he's sickening. Absolutely sickening. But the tragedy, again, is this is the way the networks work. You got all these people who have worked in campaigns. They have connections. Savannah Guthrie's husband. Come on, people. You're telling me you cannot find an honest broker of somebody who has had no prior connection to some political campaign. You can't find a single soul to moderate one of these things. It is a farce. Coming up, we'll find out what was not asked, especially of Mr. Biden yesterday evening. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ongoing issues with insomnia. The other night, a good friend of mine from Kentucky said, I know the perfect solution for you. Why don't you watch the debate? The Senate debate with Mitch McConnell from the other day. That should put you to sleep. That's pretty cold. I did not watch, by the way. I just cannot imagine what that must have been like. You know, more power to you. Because we're on that subject, I'll briefly take a call here from Tim. Good morning, Tim. Welcome.
Hey, you know what? Good morning. I suffered from insomnia for a long time, and I've searched and searched and searched. And the first thing I would probably tell you is shut all caffeine or stimulating drinks or anything at like about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you can't do that, you got to kind of adjust a little bit. That's number one. But number two, get some melatonin in your system.
Tried that one.
That's going to help you sleep. But the third thing that I've come across is you take banana peels. And I didn't believe it, but I researched it. Banana peels, and you would make a tea out of the banana peels. And what that banana peels are loaded with tryptophan, which is the same stuff that when we eat turkey at Thanksgiving makes us fall asleep. And that absolutely does the trick. But if that doesn't help, get on something that allows you to listen to what's called delta waves, and it literally calms the body. I was sleeping 2 hours a night. I'm about 9 hours right now.
So the thing I need to add here, banana peels and delta waves.
Right, but you don't want to eat the banana. You want to make a tea out of the banana peel.
A tea, okay. Tea out of banana. Now, I have to give you credit here because you've come up with some unique things that I've not heard. So I'm glad I've taken your call, Tim, and I will give you an update on how this goes. I've tried so many things, and one of the things I'm not going to tell you about. Talk about outlandish ideas. But we'll give these a shot. So our conversation here about town hall meetings yesterday evening. And by the way, if you would like to weigh in on what you watched yesterday evening, I'd love to get your perspective. We've talked about the contrast, the kid glove approach given to Joe Biden. And instead, the interrogation, basically very hostile interrogation given to the president yesterday evening. And surprise, surprise, the story we talked about yesterday at great length about the new emails revealing what was really going on behind the scenes with the Hunter Biden story. Guess what we did not see? offered to Mr. Biden. Any questions about his son, Hunter? Isn't that a shock? Listen to these comments from Joe Concha.
Yeah, I think, Ainsley, that's the 11th commandment now at this point, right, where thou shall not bring up Hunter Biden in any way, shape, or form. And the thought police over Twitter and Facebook are making sure of that. Remember, if you share even that New York Post story on Hunter Biden, your account would be locked. Kayleigh McEnany can tell you that. She's the White House press secretary. The Trump campaign can tell you that their account was locked as well. So this is censorship that would make George Orwell blush in these situations. However, I did find it interesting that Joe Biden was asked about packing the court, and he said that he will let voters know before Election Day. One little problem with that, 20 million people have already voted, Ainsley. So if we even had a halfway decent objective moderator in George Stephanopoulos, he would have followed with that, saying, wait a minute, sir, 20 million people have already voted. Don't they deserve to know how where you stand on this issue now? Instead, no follow-up from Stephanopoulos. Meanwhile, Guthrie keeps asking President Trump over and over again if he denounces white supremacy. He literally says, quote, I denounce white supremacy. A few moments later adds, I've denounced white supremacy for years. Goes on to broach that Lester Holt didn't ask Joe Biden about Antifa a week before. Guthrie follows with this answer. So this is a little bit of a dodge after he says it twice. So then he says, so are you ready? Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy. Then she says, do you feel it's sometimes that you're hesitant to do so, like you want to wait a beat? So he says it four times and she's still accusing him of not thoroughly denouncing white supremacy. So this is just amazing. We've got questions on QAnon, but we got none on immigration, on the economy. Guthrie brings up taxes, but not in the way that you would think, where are you going to raise taxes, lower taxes in terms of your plans compared to Joe Biden? She brings up Trump's taxes instead, which basically no one cares about, we've seen to this point. Just a complete and total farce, Ainsley.
Total farce. That's what we dealt with yesterday evening. This texter says, Vince, I missed the town halls. Did they ask Biden if he liked puppies or kittens? America deserves to know this. Isn't this about what we're dealing with here? Vince, if George Stephanopoulos tossed Biden softball, Savannah Guthrie was swinging the aluminum bat at Trump. That's how it works, isn't it? Vince, Guthrie constantly interrupted the president. Stephanopoulos didn't interrupt Biden at all. No surprise here. To an extent, I understand Trump being annoyed and irritated by the, quote, independent town hall questions. But I do think Trump did himself a disservice by his contentious, combative tone, often when he could have calmly, yet firmly and definitively responded. It would have been far more effective. Yeah, I tend to agree with you. This is a man who, I mean, let's be real about this. He's not very good when he's coming under attack. Now, there are a lot of people out there, well, you try, see what it's like if you're in this situation. You know, that's not the point. The point is, he's there. You've signed up for the job. And a calm demeanor would really make all the difference in the world. We know what the media is. I get it. You understand that. What, again, we should be concerned about are those independent voters who could swing this election one way or the other. About yesterday evening, another person here saying the other word for a donkey comes to my mind. Yes, I think I know what that word is. The media is not on the demo side. It's Trump is not smart enough to answer political questions and real questions. All he wants to do is bully and feed his ego when it comes to being serious about stuff going on in this country. Trump fails miserably. The moderator did a fantastic job by not letting him talk. Really? Oh, my, Vince, how much I agree with you. Every moderator tries to pick Trump to pieces. Biden's handled with kid gloves. I know Trump is no angel, but Biden certainly isn't either. Why can't we have Rush or someone instead? Always the lefties. You know, that wouldn't that be interesting? You know, this would be fun. How about if you're going to go this far, why don't you find the best high-profile liberal talk show host and let that person ask questions of the president? And then find the best conservative talk show host, let that person interview Joe Biden. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, that would be rich. I would love to watch. That would be quite a show. Vince, you notice and question why the debate committee wanted a virtual presidential debate because of COVID? Then it was okay for the town hall events with prospective voters. Just an observation. Also, where do you think Lindsey is on calling for Hunter Biden to testify, as in Lindsey Graham? That will be interesting to see, won't it? And kindly, we have somebody who has another solution for sleep issues. Vince, drink Jack Daniels until you pass out. Works for millions all over the world. No, thank you. I think I'll pass on that one. The other person here, talking about the latest revelations on Hunter Biden. Vince, this stuff that was put out is from Rudy Giuliani, so it's not worth the airtime. I don't care where it came from. The question is it legitimate? Is this stuff that's on the hard drive legitimate? That's the question. And I haven't seen any evidence suggesting that it's not legitimate. So Mr. Biden has a whole lot of splaining to do. Don't you agree?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, folks, you ready to make your vote count on Election Day? Rules and deadlines are different in North and South Carolina. If you're planning for voting early, make sure you know the deadlines. If voting by mail, follow those instructions very closely. Go to vote411.org for details. Have a plan, stay safe, vote, and make it count. Getting your perspective on yesterday evening's town halls, what are your thoughts? Let's begin in the sprawling metropolis of Waxhaw. And Dave, good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Vix. How you doing? Vince, how you doing, buddy?
All right, sir.
Good. I'm here at the Mineral Springs polling site, actually, just wrapping up my shift on the volunteering for the Republican Party. Having more fun than the law allows, brother.
All right. What did you think about yesterday evening?
I'm thankful that I have a president that will fight for the truth and won't back down. And I guarantee you, she was coming at him, and I love the fact that he came right back.
Yeah, and that's the important thing in that kind of situation, that you, you're able to at least stand in the midst of the interrogation, because they really don't stop, do they? I mean, she's kind of relentless.
Well, here's the great news for us, Vince. We're in a war, but we got the high ground. And if people don't realize that we're in a war, they need to wake up. My Republican brethren are going to have to get up off of their blessed assurance and get to the polls and vote early and support our president, who is fighting for our nation, and we need to get behind him. I've seen posts on social media comparing him to General Patton. I think that's a great comparison, and I took me a while to come around for Donald Trump, but anybody to put up with the kind of crap that he's put up with for close to 4 years now, and still be in there pitching and still be in there fighting when he's got millions of dollars, he can go play golf all he wants to. He doesn't need us. But he cares about us.
Well, if we want to be honest about this, he's played a whole lot of golf at taxpayer expense, too, Dave. So, did you have to? Don't bring up golf. Please don't do that. But I get your point, and it's a good one that he certainly has continued in the battle. There's no question about that. Appreciate your serving at the polls as well. That's a very, very important job, especially in this election. You have no idea, or maybe you do. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, doing well.
Listen, that thing last night, you know, I've tried all my life to ignore ignorant people because you can't get nowhere with arguing with them. But sometimes it gets under my skin, and this stuff like Joe Biden last night with that shoot him in the leg comment is the most asinine thing.
Yes.
You and I have talked before. I'm former law enforcement. I've heard this kind of nonsense all my life. And, you know, honestly, if a person has no education, training, or practical experience, they ought to keep their mouth shut.
Yep. I'm there with you, man. And the sad thing is, there's so many people. This sounds really good. You know, in light of all the discussion we've had about George Floyd and some of the other incidents, I mean, people just want solutions, even if they aren't even real solutions. They want the semblance. You know, oh, that's a really good idea.
You know, if I could share something with you. Years ago, I was in a town in Florida, worked for a town in Florida. And we had an officer that shot himself in the leg. And the city council, being the intelligent elite people they were, came up with a real good idea that at that time we carried revolvers, that we should carry an empty chamber in the first position. So when you pull your weapon out and fire the first time, there's nothing there. It doesn't go off. You have to pull the trigger twice. And that would make sure that we didn't have any more of these type of accidents again.
Oh, that'll really take you. Oh, my gosh. Who in the world comes up with these ideas?
Well, Florida standards wouldn't let you do it. But this is the thing, the edict that they came down with.
That's crazy. And, Bill, unfortunately, again, this is where people, well-meaning people, come along and say, you know, here's a good idea. And it's one of those, quote, good ideas that just doesn't work in the real world. That's what's really unfortunate about this. You know, on this story, Reason.com has a great piece on this. No, Joe Biden, cops can't just shoot people in the leg. The former vice president's comment during the ABC town hall was idiotic. During the town hall event, Democratic Party's presidential candidate provided a garbled response to a question about criminal justice reform. In particular, he wrongly suggested when police fire their weapons at suspects, they could shoot to wound instead of shooting to kill. You can ban chokeholds, but beyond that, you have to teach the police how to de-escalate circumstances. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. Just one line and a very long, rambly answer to a question about police violence, but it stuck out for its sheer absurdity. The suggestion betrays a total lack of understanding about how guns work. This was not some slip of the tongue. Biden has previously proposed this exact idea. Contrary to the former Veep's repeated assertions, neither the cops nor anyone else, except perhaps James Bond, would plan to shoot people in the leg as a matter of routine practice. It would take an expert marksman to accomplish that feat consistently, unless a target is at close range, standing perfectly still. It's very difficult to hit a specific location on the body. In reality, people are often moving during shootouts, which means legs and arms can be the hardest part of the body to hit. Have you ever heard anybody explain this before? An average suspect can move his hand and forearm across his body to a 90-degree angle in 1/12 of a second. That's what Bill Lewinsky wrote in a paper for the Force Science Institute. He can move his hand from his hip to shoulder height in 1/18 of a second. The average officer pulling the trigger as fast as he can on a Glock, one of the fastest cycling semi-autos, requires a 1/4 second to discharge each round. Do you get the idea here? If an officer's life is actually threatened, hitting the suspect in the leg is no guarantee the threat will be neutralized. People who have been hit in the leg or arm are not immediately incapacitated, which is why the police keep firing until a suspect is down. Real life is not like an episode of 24 or a Mission Impossible movie. It's true, some police officers are too eager to fire their weapons in the first place, and idiotic police tactics, like no-knock raids, place them in situations where overreactions are likely to occur. But the public policy intervention needs to occur before the shooting starts. Shooting to wound is not a realistic tactic in the vast majority of cases, and it's embarrassing. Biden doesn't know this. Great piece in Reason by Robbie Soav. This is why you don't shoot people in the leg. But again, if you just run off the mouth like any politician who doesn't know how to do anything else other than participate in politics, this is what you're going to get. Moronic nonsense. God help us. God help us. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the text line, this person says, how was Trump's golf game at taxpayers' expense if he doesn't take a salary? Well, don't get me started on this one. We've covered this thoroughly, and it's ticked off some of you, the things that I've said about this subject. So I don't need to beat that dead horse again. Vince, at least Trump could actually play golf. Calling Obama a golf player is insulting to real golfers. That's Jim out of Easley. Vince, will Biden's Secret Service adopt a leg shot policy? Yeah. Dave out of Dave says this morning, Biden, shoot the bad guys in the legs. Mobsters agree kneecapping is effective. Ooh. Another person says, I thought Joe said shoot off their pinky toe. That's from Tim. My goodness. You really can't make this stuff up. You really can't. A couple of tenths of a second of delay in a combat situation can give the perp time to fill you with holes. Biden is an idiot. Well, exactly. See, if you're never in this situation and you don't take the time to figure out what really happens in these circumstances, and all you do is you just glom on to all of the hyperbole and all of the emotional atmosphere surrounding these shootings, and you just tap into the outrage, you don't take the time to figure out how did these happen, then you have no idea, no clue whatsoever. You're just going to pander. That's all you can do. All politicians can do is pander. This person makes a great point. You can still die from being shot in the leg, the femoral artery. A couple of people made that point. That is absolutely true. I think that happened to a young man. Wasn't there a school shooting? There was a school shooting, I think, in the past few years that happened in South Carolina. Poor little kid was shot in that area, and he bled to death. This texter says, Vince, I'm a Trump supporter, and I can even say, yes, he's played way too much golf. And then right after it, Vince, everybody knows you're a Democrat. Why don't you just get off this radio station? Really? A Democrat. Oh, God help us. UK Daily Mail did a great story on the debate yesterday evening. NBC is an interrogation. ABC is a picnic. Conservatives erupt in anger after Savannah Guthrie grills Trump with a question every 12 seconds, while ABC host forgets to ask Biden about his son Hunter's emails. On NBC, Trump was asked about coronavirus, QAnon, his own diagnosis, and his taxes by Savannah Guthrie. On ABC, Biden spoke LGBTQ rights, court packing, and the 1994 crime bill with George Stephanopoulos. Republicans voicing outrage about the president's campaign event, accusing Guthrie of turning the town hall into a debate. Former White House press secretary and Fox News contributor Ari Fleischer likened NBC to an interrogation, ABC to a picnic. Trump allies saying the two candidates treated dramatically different. Guthrie dominated questions rather than allowing voters to ask them. You heard that earlier. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany fumed a third of the way into the NBC town hall and no questions from the people. Because it's all about Savannah Guthrie. This is what really annoys me about so many in the news business. It's all about them. It's not really about the information. It's about that person's moment to shine. Well, I hope she enjoyed it. However, many liberals congratulated Guthrie for calling out Trump's factual inaccuracies and getting a near confession over his failure to pay taxes. Really? Is that how they view that? You talk about alternative reality. That's really what we're dealing with. Alternative reality. This is where these folks live. Out on the campaign trail. And I tell you sometimes, some of these things, I don't know what to make of these. Because there are... Why don't I just play this for you? The president was in North Carolina yesterday, in Greenville specifically, Greenville, North Carolina. And he made a comment about voting. People are showing up to vote. I'll just let this play. Here is what he had to say yesterday in Greenville.
This is the craziest race. You know what? I'm running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. And if I lose, it puts more pressure. I wish he was good. I wish he was good. I'd have less pressure. You know, I mean, how do you lose to a guy like this? How do you lose to a guy like this? Ay, ay, ay. And by the way, we're leading in North Carolina. Poll just came out. I think we're leading everywhere where people are intelligent, actually. And you actually, we just got a report, the lines are through the roof on areas that would more typically vote for us. I'm trying to be diplomatic when I say that. Thank you.
So, is it a good idea to suggest that, you know, you're only intelligent if you vote for him? I'm just, oh my goodness. Anyway, this is what he's doing out on the campaign trail. Typical Donald Trump. Off the cuff. You know, is this going to be endearing? Who knows? Who knows? What's going to happen? Lots of people showing up to vote the first day of early voting in North Carolina. And there's no signs of this letting up even today. So I would encourage you, by the way, if you have not voted, you have the opportunity to go ahead and get it done. Don't just go. Take somebody with you, especially people who are like-minded, people who share your principles, your values. This is what it all comes down to. Doesn't matter what your positions are. It matters how you vote. Faith Focus Friday, straight ahead. This will be very interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.